And now, Daisy Vibes Only.
Sorry, what?
Daisy Vibes Only.
I didn't get it.
Daisy Vibes Only.
Well, I still didn't get it.
You know what? Let's just get started. Good morning and namaste, listeners. It's 11:35 and you know what it means. It's time for another episode of our journey through the Indian film industry with Daisy Vibes Only. I'm your speaker, Savia, and today I'm going to bring you guys with me into the world of grandeur, colour and sheer cinematic brilliance. All thanks to one man, Sanjay Leela Bhansali. If you have ever seen or will see a Bollywood film with breathtaking sets, larger-than-life storytelling and emotions running high, chances are it was a Bhansali film. He's one of the most celebrated directors in Indian cinema, known for his epic narrative, stunning visuals and unforgettable music. But how did he reach this iconic status? What makes his filmmaking so special? And why are his movies such a spectacle? Well, that's exactly what we're uncovering today. So without wasting any more time, let's get started. Let's take a deep dive into the world of Sanjay Leela Bhansali. And let me start by saying that his films are nothing short of visual spectacle. But as said before, what makes him such a legendary filmmaker? Well, there isn't a one-liner answer to that. But to help you understand why he's considered a legend, I think it's fair if we start from the beginning of his story and lead you through it. So, Bhansali was born in 1963 in a family that had deep roots in cinema. His father, in fact, Naveen, was a film producer. But despite this, his early years were far from glamorous. In fact, he saw firsthand the struggles of the film industry when his father's production house suffered losses. And that tough phase shaped his outlook, making him determined to succeed on his own terms. He studied at the Film and Television Institute of India, where he honed his craft and developed his love for grand, immortal storytelling. He started out as an assistant director to Vidu Vinod Chopra on the movie Parinda and 1942 A Love Story before finally making his directorial debut. His debut as a director with his first film, Khamoshi the Musical, in 1996 was a deeply emotional story about a girl and a deaf-mute parent. This one, however, despite being a cinematic gem, didn't do well at the box office. But Bhansali didn't let that discourage him. In fact, a few years later, he came up with the movie Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam in 1999. And this film changed everything. It was colorful, dramatic, filled with breathtaking locations, powerful performances, and of course, unforgettable music. It established Bhansali as a master storyteller with an eye for beauty and emotions. And from there, he kept pushing the boundaries. For example, the movie Devdas, which released in 2002, was India's most expensive film at the time. And it made waves globally, even premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. Still, what makes a Bhansali film feel like a Bhansali film? Well, there are a few things. Starting with majestic film sets, his movies transport you to a different era or a dreamlike world. Whether it's the grand palaces of movies like Bajirao Mastani or the detailed streets of Gangubai, every frame is a painting. Love, sacrifice, heartbreak, anger, his movies go beyond simple romances. They explore deep, intense emotions, making you feel every moment. Another distinguishing point is the presence of music as a storyteller. Bhansali doesn't just use music as background entertainment. He treats it as a character. That's why the songs in his films are not just catchy, but also help drive the story forward. And last but not the least, the theatrical performances. Well, his actors don't just act, they perform. Every glance, every movement, every dialogue is filled with so much intensity and months of preparation with the collaboration of the whole crew. That's why actors like Deepika Padukone, Ranveer Singh and Alia Bhatt have delivered some of their career's best performances in his films. At the heart of it all, Bhansali is a filmmaker who believes in the magic of cinema, and Bhansali himself sees his film not just as stories, but as experiences. In fact, they immerse you and make you feel, and most importantly, they stay with you long after you leave the theater or the screen. And that's why I think that whether you're a Bollywood fan or just starting out, watching a Bansali film is a must. It's not just about entertainment, it's about feeling the soul of Indian cinema. Alright, now before we get into our next segment, let's take a quick music break, shall we? Up next is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. This song has been everywhere lately. It's fun, upbeat, and has the perfect vibe. So grab your coffee or, well, your espresso and enjoy. Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso, everyone. But now let's go on with our segment Bolly Scoops, shall we? Okay, so mostly Sanjay Leela Bhansali is known for his breathtaking films, but let's go behind the scenes and uncover some fascinating details about the man and his cinematic universe with our Bolly Scoop segment. His production company is called Bhansali Productions, but do you know why? Well, there is a beautiful reason behind it. Bhansali named it after his mother, Leela Bhansali, as a tribute to her influence and support in his life. In fact, family means a lot to him. And this gesture, in his way of keeping his mother's name immortal in the world of cinema, was really thoughtful, isn't it? But did you know that Bhansali isn't just a filmmaker, but also a gifted musician? Yeah, in fact, he has composed the music for some of his own films, including the movie Bajirao Mastani and Gangubai. His compositions are known for their deep emotions and classical influences, making them stand in the world of Bollywood music. So, the next time you will hear a haunting melody in one of his films, just remember it might be Bhansali himself behind it. If there's one thing everyone in the industry agrees on, it's that Bhansali is a perfectionist, sometimes even to an extreme degree. His attention to detail is legendary. He takes months, sometimes years, to design the perfect sets, costumes, and choreography. For example, for Bajirao Mastani, he recreated the 17th century Maratha palaces with such precision that even historians were amazed. And he reportedly had over 20,000 oil lamps lit on set just to get the right atmosphere for certain scenes. Moreover, he makes his actors go through extreme preparation, like actors working with him have shared stories of doing hundreds of takes until he got the perfect shot. For example, for the movie Padmavat, Ranveer Singh locked himself in an apartment for days to get into the mindset of the menacing Alauddin Khilji. For Gangubai, Alia Bhatt had to change her body language and dialect completely to fit the role. And let's not forget that he once made the actress Aishwarya Rai practice a dance sequence barefoot on a burning hot floor just to capture an authentic expression of pain and intensity on screen. Crazy. Well, as I said before, working in a Bansali film isn't just another acting job. It's an experience that changes you. The actor Ranveer Singh, for instance, completely transformed himself for Padmavat, gaining over 15 kilos of muscle to play the role of the menacing Alauddin. And Deepika Padukone, on the other hand, spent weeks learning sword fighting for the movie Bajirao Mastani. And did you know that Priyanka Chopra shot the dance sequence of the song Pinga in the same movie with a twisted ankle? See, that's the level of dedication Bansali inspires in its actors. And another thing that makes Bansali unique is how he brings the intensity of theatre into mainstream Bollywood. He has worked intensively with theatre actors and often prefers stage-like grand setups to make scenes feel more dramatic. So that is why his films feel larger than life, almost like an opera on the big screen. So whether it is musical genius, his obsession with detail, or his ability to bring out the best in his actors, one thing is clear. Sanjay Leela Bansali isn't just a filmmaker, he's a storyteller who paints emotions on screen like a true artist. Desi vibes only. Okay, you're back with me to Desi Vibes Only. And now let's take a moment to appreciate a song that became a global sensation, Pasuri. Originally released as part of the renowned musical platform Coke Studio Pakistan, it broke barriers, blending South Asian folk influences with modern beats, making it a favorite worldwide. Sang by Ali Sethi and Shay Gill, this track carries a mesmerizing mix of heartbreak and defiance, wrapped in poetic lyrics and hypnotic melodies. And the word Pasuri itself means dilemma in Punjabi. And the song beautifully captures the emotions of longing and separation, yet with an irresistible, almost rebellious energy. And you know what? Pasuri became such a hit that it inspired an Indian version called Pasuri Nu, a fresh take on the original but with a more upbeat, danceable twist. The version Pasuri Nu, sung by Arjit Singh, features similar melodies and the same captivating vibe, but with a flavor that's more in tune with Bollywood's energetic beats. And this Indian version became popular for its catchy rhythm and its ability to blend seamlessly with mainstream music, while retaining the essence of the original. But before letting you on the Indian version, I thought it's more suitable to present to you the original version so that you can feel the fascinating journey of how music can transcend borders and cultures. And Pasuri's journey from Coke Studio Pakistan to the Indian screen is a testament to the unifying power of music. So, even if you don't understand the lyrics, I bet you can feel them. That's the magic of Pasuri. From its haunting flute intro to its pulsating beats, this track is an absolute mood. So let's not wait any longer, turn up the volume and let Pasuri transport you into its vibrant world. Aglaava majboori nu aan jaan di pasuri nu zeher bane ha teri bhejaava main puri nu aana si o nahi aaya dil baag baag mera takraya बोल के दस जावे पावा क्यों दी चूरी नू रावाच बावाच ओनू लुकावा कोई मनू ना रोके मेरे डोल जुदाईया दी तेनु खबर कि वे हो वे आ जाए दिल तेरा पूरा भी ना हो वे आ बढ़िया बनाईया दी गल बात कि वे हो वे आ जाए दिल तेरा पूरा भी
साथ तेरा है बदेरा पूरा कर जरूरी
So how do you like it? Now let's step away from Bansali for a moment and check out what's buzzing in Bollywood. Let's go. So recently a movie called Sikandar starring Salman Khan was announced to be released on the 30th of March with the official trailer that got out on the 23rd, and as they suggested, the story is about Sikandar, a fiery man who confronts a powerful network of corruption, challenging the status quo and fighting for the common people's right in the nation gripped by injustice. However, as some of the songs from the movie released in the past few days, many people from the audience and famous characters from the industry as well publicly called out Salman for his 31-year age gap with the co-star Rashmika Mandanna in the movie Sikandar. And there has been many comments also from the actor himself, who addressed this matter at a launch event for Sikandar. But what do you think about it? Do you think that co-actors should be more or less the same age to act as a couple in a movie? Or it doesn't really matter? Okay, another news. Shawn Mendes, the Canadian singer-songwriter, made his debut performance in India at Lollapalooza India in this month. The festival took place at Mumbai's Mahalakshmi Racecourse, marking a significant milestone in both Mendes' career and India's growing appeal. Moreover, Shawn's visit to India not only introduced him to a new audience, but also highlighted the country's growing prominence as a hub for international music events after Dua Lipa, Ed Sheeran and Coldplay. And his genuine engagement with local culture and fans left a lasting impression, paving the way for future collaborations and performances maybe. And lastly, Khaki, the Bengal chapter. This series got released only last week. It's set in an early 2000 Bengal and follows IPS officer Arjun Mehta as he confronts powerful gangsters and corrupt politicians following the death of a respected officer. The series delves into the challenges that Arjun faces within a broken system, navigating bloody gang wars to uphold justice. This series is a standalone sequel to Neeraj Pandey's Khaki the Bihar chapter, And notably, it marks the Hindi web series debut of Bengali actor Jeet Anand. And it's the first Hindi show on Netflix to stream simultaneously in both Hindi and Bengali. Upon its release, the series received so many positive reviews and is still being praised for the cast performances. So check it out. And now, before we head towards the end of today's episode, here's a song that never gets old. Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. Whether the lyrics, the melody, or just Bruno's voice, this song always brings a feel-good vibe. So sit back and let this track lift you today. Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars, guys. Alright, now let's wrap up the episode with our movie recommendation for today with Lights, Camera, Bollywood. Now, I wanted to end today's episode on a high note about today's topic. And if there is a project that perfectly encapsulates Sanjay Leela Bhansali's signature style, grandeur, drama and breathtaking visuals, it's definitely Heera Mandi, The Diamond Bazaar. Let me start by telling you that this isn't just another Bollywood project. It's a milestone. Why? Because this marks Sanjay Leela Bhansali's grand entry into the world of streaming. And if there's one thing we know about him after today, is that he doesn't do anything halfway. But what makes this project even more special is that with this, Bhansali stepped for the first time into the world of streaming with his highly anticipated Netflix series. Set in the 1940s in a pre-independence and pre-partition India, Heera Mandi takes us into the lives of courtesans in Lahore's red light area, Spoiler, back in the day, courtesans actually lived in an area called Hira Mandi, which still exists in Lahore. Think of it as a world where beauty, power and politics intertwine with the backdrop of mesmerizing music and stunning cinematography. Basically, everything you expect from Bansali, but on a much larger canvas. Imagine the magnificence, the poetic romance, and the intensity of Bansali productions, about which I talked to you before, and now blend all of that into an 8-episode Netflix series. That's Hira Mandi. And don't make the mistake of considering this just about dance and glamour. In fact, it's a story about women who were powerful figures influencing politics, shaping culture, and navigating a society where they were both desired and dismissed. It's about their struggles, their power, and their unbreakable spirit. In short, it's a story of rebellion, of identity, and of a world that only few have truly explored. Now, let's talk about the stellar cast. Bansali has brought together some of the most talented and famous actresses: Manisha Koirala, Sonakshi Sinha, Aditi Rao Hidari, Richa Chadda, Sanjida Sheikh, and so on. All playing strong, complex characters caught in a web of love, betrayal, and ambition. And let me tell you, each frame of Hira Mandi looks like a painting, with Bansali's signature opulence, elaborate sets, dazzling costumes, and of course, soul-stirring music. And speaking of music, this series is set as a visual and auditory feast. So, if you have ever been enchanted by songs, get ready for another round of unforgettable melodies and breathtaking choreography. In other words, if you're new to Bollywood and wondering where to start, Hira Mandi might just be the perfect gateway. It's a spectacle, a history lesson, and a cinematic masterpiece, all wrapped into one. Thus, get ready to spellbound with Hira Mandi on Netflix. Alright, that's it for today's episode. We explored the magic of Sanjay Leela Bansali, divided into Bollywood's latest buzz, and got our dose of cinematic brilliance. I hope you enjoyed the ride. And feel free to let me know your thoughts, questions, or anything about Daisy Vibes Only to the number 3311438923. Also, you can listen to past episode and today's one on our official website, www.radioyulm.it. Thanks for tuning in. Your speaker Savia will meet you all at the same time only on Radio Yulm with Daisy Vibes Only to let you know more about Bollywood stories, fun facts, and recommendations. But in 2 weeks, as Daisy Vibes Only, we'll follow the break of Yulm for next week's graduation exams. Till then, stay tuned and keep the filmy spirit alive. See you again!